The Washington Post editorial page took a stand the other day on one of the biggest issues now being debated in the District of Columbia. It had nothing to do with Medicare, taxes, or the economy, but whether Washington's baseball team, the Nationals, should end the season of its young pitching star, Steven Strasburg. The newspaper said yes, siding with the team's general manager. But it's a controversial position because the Nats seem headed for the playoffs. NPR's Joseph Shapiro explains.
The last time a baseball team in Washington got to the World Series was, well, it's been so long that the last time was in the musical Damn Yankees.
You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart.
This is from the 1955 Broadway show. In it, a middle-aged man promises his soul to the devil to be turned into a young slugger for the team he loves. Now, as tends to happen when you make a deal with the devil, this one goes sour. With Washington just about to beat the Yankees and get to the World Series, the devil decides to shut down Joe Hardy and turns him back into a middle-aged man. Okay, fast forward to today, and Washington's real baseball team, the Washington Nationals. No baseball expert expected them to go to the World Series. But now, they've got the best win-loss record in baseball, better than the New York Yankees.
Strasburg blows him away. Fastball up and away.
Washington's got superior pitchers. All season long, the team's TV announcers have been calling the strikeouts of 24-year-old Steven Strasburg.
That's going to be a called third strike at the knees. Strikeout number 8 for Steven Strasburg.
2 years ago, when Strasburg tore a ligament in his pitching arm, there was fear his promising career was over. He needed surgery. He couldn't pitch for a year. So at the start of this season, way before the Nationals were a playoff contender, team officials said they were taking the advice of Strasburg's doctors. They'd put a limit on how many innings he'd pitch this year to protect his arm for the future. Now he's close to that limit, and the Nationals are faced with shutting down their star before they even get to the playoffs.
Okay, end of September, the Nationals are there, they need him, pitch! What, is his arm going to fall off in 4 years? Who knows?
That's Kevin Millar on the MLB Network. And he speaks for a lot of other ex-players and current ones, that when your team gets a rare shot at the playoffs, you play. Even Tommy John, the first pitcher to have the surgery that saved Strasburg's career, says Strasburg should keep pitching. But a lot's changed in baseball since 1974 when Tommy John had Tommy John surgery. For one thing, Tommy John, even at the height of his career, never made the millions of dollars a year that Steven Strasburg is making at the start of his. Today, a baseball player is a long-term investment. Mike Rizzo, the general manager for the Nationals, talked about Strasburg last month on ESPN.
We're certainly going to do what's best in the best interest of Steven Strasburg, because what's in the best interest of him is in the best interest of the Nationals long-term.
Rizzo says the team ruled out ending Strasburg's regular season early, because he'd still have to keep throwing, even if not in the game, in between. Rizzo's decision gets support from Strasburg's powerful agent, Scott Boras.
Because we have all these studies that show for players that throw too many innings prior to the age of 24, their chances of pitching for a significant number of years past the age of 30 are dramatically limited.
It's not rock-solid science, and it's not true for every pitcher. But there's enough evidence for Strasburg's agent, his surgeon, and his team to worry. And that's why Steven Strasburg will go along, reluctantly, with the decision to end his season before his team can get to the playoffs. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.